Let's travel with Berlitz. This recording will help you understand and speak just enough Polish. All you have to do is listen and repeat. The first part of the recording will give you some everyday expressions and keywords you're likely to hear and use on the spot. For example, on being introduced, you should shake hands and say, "Do you speak English?" Or more informally,
"Can you help me?"
Later on, you'll hear some phrases and words to help you in typical situations, like ordering a long, hot, open roll sandwich. To make it all more realistic, we've included some conversations in which you can order a long, hot, open roll sandwich. You'll notice that they sometimes change their ending. But don't worry. By then, you'll have heard all the phrases. And if you should find it hard to follow, don't worry. Just look at the audio script. To help you with any difficult sounds, just look at the audio script. To help you with any difficult sounds, we'll pronounce most of the phrases first slowly, and then again slowly, and then again, and again, and again, and again. Well, are you ready to travel with Berlitz?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Polish has two forms, the informal and the formal. In the plural, you address men as men, women as women, and a mixed company as men and women. These formal versions are commonly used on both official and the formal social occasions. The informal is used on both official social occasions and only with friends. Do you speak English? That's if you ask a man. But if you're talking to a woman, you'd ask, "Do you speak English?" When you meet someone, you'd say, "Do you speak English?" But if you've met someone before, you might ask,
"Could you speak more slowly, please?"
Or you can just say,
"Excuse me, could you speak more slowly, please?"
Listen to this short conversation. When we repeat it, you can join in. It's your turn now.
Dzień dobry.
Dzień dobry.
Miło mi panią poznać.
Mnie również.
Now you have a go.
Dzień dobry. Dzień dobry.
Now, let's ask some questions.
Is there a good discotheque in town?
Do you have dishes?
Do you speak English?
And in Poland, why not ask for a glass of vodka? Or you may want a bottle of wine. You may have noticed that in Polish, verbs normally appear without any English. Instead of saying, "We arrive," the Polish would simply say, "Do you speak English?" This is because the ending of the verb is sufficient to indicate whether the subject is I, you,
I, we, you, we, you,
and so on. The Polish would simply say,
"Dlaczego jesteśmy...
Czy mogę prosić o wodkę?"
Now it's your turn. And this is how you can tell people what you want.
Can I have an English newspaper?
The literal translation of that last phrase is,
"Can I have an English newspaper?"
In Polish you'd say,
"Chciałbym pokój z łazienką." Chciałbym pokój z łazienką. Chciałbym pokój z łazienką.
More slowly, please.
A man would say in this situation,
"Could you speak more slowly, please? I'm thirsty.
I'm tired."
A man would say,
"I'm lost.
Zgubiłem się. Zgubiłem się. Zgubiłem.
Or for a woman,
zgubiłem się.
You may feel tempted to make your first question, "Do you speak English?" Which, if you're addressing a man, is, "Do you speak English?" And to a woman, "Do you speak English?"
Proszę mówić wolniej.
Could you speak more slowly, please?
Proszę mówić wolniej.
Could you speak more slowly, please?
Proszę mówić wolniej.
More slowly, please.
Proszę mówić wolniej.
More slowly, please.
Proszę mówić wolniej.
More slowly.
Proszę pokazać. Proszę mi to pokazać. Proszę mi to pokazać. Rozumiem. Rozumiem.
I don't understand.
Nie rozumiem.
Do you understand?
I don't understand.
Do you understand?
I don't understand.
Czy pan rozumie?
I don't understand.